Be'ezus Hashem Yisborach Masechtas Yuma Dav Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara at the end of Dav Gimel Amud Beis told us Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish as to what the makar is for the halacha of Prisha Zayin Yom Lifnei Yom Echad. The Shita of Rabbi Yochanan is the opinion that we were accustomed to from the beginning of the Masechta that the makar is from the Miluim. However, Reish Lakish now introduces a new makar from Har Sinai. The pasuk says, "Vayishkan Kvod Hashem al Har Sinai, vayichaseu ha'onan sheishes yomim, vayikra Moshe b'yem hashvi." Zok Reish Lakish, if it says vayikra Moshe b'yem hashvi, then obviously vayichaseu ha'onan, when the onan covered him, it was for 6 days prior to the seventh day. Why does the Torah have to tell us that it covered him for 6 days? So from here we learn that when one wants to enter Machne Shechina, he needs to have a prisha for sheishes yomim. In fact, the Gemara that our Mishnah says that the prisha is for zayin yomim. And for the Gemara that the Tan of our Mishnah is a Reuda ben Beseir who's chayish latumas beisoy, he's worried that if the Kohen Gadol were niskak liishtoy and she's perish nida, then he would get the tumas nida of zayin yomim, and if the prisha would only be for 6 days, he would not be able to be oivid in the Beis Hamikdash on Yom Kippur on the seventh day. So therefore, for Yom HaKippurim, we require a prisha of zayin yomim lifnei Yom HaKippurim. Zok the Gemara weiter. Amar li Rabbi Yochanan l'Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan said to Reish Lakish, Bishlam Ladidi, it's very good according to me. The Alfino Miluim that I learned now from the Miluim. Hainu de Tanya, this is what we learned in the Braisa. Zev is a mazan alov kol shiva. That Sai, the Kohen, the Yom HaKippurim, and Sai, the Kohen, the Paro, they sprinkle upon him all 7 days. Mikol Chatoi Shoyusham, from every Paraduma that had ever existed. The Havai Nami Hazob Miluim. So why is that good? Because there was also Hazah by the Miluim. There was sprinkling of Dam by the Miluim. So just like there was sprinkling by the Miluim, so too there's Hazah by the Kohanim, the Kohen the Yom HaKippurim, and the Kohen the Paro for the Shivas Yomim Lefnei Yom Echad before their Avodah. Rashi explains that when it says Mikol Chatoi Shoyusham, it means Mikol Paro Paro Hayinoisnim Ktsaslim Mishmeres Mina Efer Bechel. That every Paraduma that ever existed, they would always take a little bit of the Efer from the Paraduma and they would put it away the Mishmeres in the Chel. And by these Kohanim, the Kohen, the Para, and the Kohen, the Yom HaKippurim, they would take from that Efer Para, from each one of those Paradumas, and they would mix it in with the Karim Paraduma, and they would sprinkle the Mechatos upon them, and therefore it came from all the Chatois Shehoyu Sham. Firtois Rashi, Vani Shamati, and I heard Efer Para Shal Moshe Leikala, that the Efer Para of Moshe Rabbeinu never got used up. And it would sound like from Rashi, that in the second Pshat he means to say that the sprinkling by these Kehanim was done from two paras. The para of Efer of para of Shal Moshe Rabbeinu and the Efer of the current para Aduma. The Rashash asks on Rashi that the Lashon of the Gemara, Mikol Chatoi Shal Yisham, is not mashma like that because the Lashon of Kol is mashma at least three. And according to this current Pshat of Rashi, it would be mashma that the sprinkling was done from two paras, the Efer of para of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Efer of the current para Aduma. So now the Gemara continues, but according to you, the Alphas Mi Sinai that you learn now from Har Sinai, Hazah B'Sinai Mi Havai, was there any Hazah, was there any sprinkling done by Har Sinai? Omar Lei, so Reish Lakish said back to Rabbi Yochanan, V'Litamech, according to your reasoning, Mi Nicha, is it any better? Is it good? B'Miluim Dam, by the Miluim it was Dam. Hocha Mayim, but over here, by the Koyhanim, the Koyin the Yom HaKippurim and the Koyin the Poro, it's with Mechatos, it's with Mayim. So Rabbi Yochanan Holei Kasha, that's not shver. The Tani Reb Chiya, because Reb Chiya taught in the Braisa, Nichnasu Mayim Tachas Dam, that Mayim can take the place of Dam. Mayim goes instead of Dam. Now Tosfos says that why is this so pasha that you could say that? Because it's not a drasha gemura that we learn out from the Miluim, rather it's an asmachta ba'alma, and therefore we can interchange and we could switch. Instead of Dam, we have Mayim by the Kehanim, the Pora, and the Kohen of Yom HaKippurim. Dr. Gemara Lidach, Dr. Yochanan, according to you, Hazah B'Sinai Mi Havai? Was there any Hazah, was there any sprinkling by Har Sinai? Omar Lei, so Reish Lakish says, I'm asking to you, this Taka, no Hazah by Har Sinai, but rather over here, by the Kohen the Parah and the Kohen the Yom HaKippurim, Maila Ba'alma, it's just a Maila Ba'alma. By the Kohen the Parah, it's like we spoke out on Gimel Amud Beis, that Mikoyach Kal Shehekilu, because they were Mekel, to be Metame the Kohen, Hasoyrif Esapora Lafuki Mitztukin. So therefore, the Chacham instituted many milos in the Hachana of the Para Aduma. And one of these milos was that they would sprinkle upon the Mechatos for the Zayin Yomim of the Prisha. And when it comes to the Kohen Yom HaKippurim, they also sprinkled Mechatos upon him for the Zayin Yom Deprisha because of the Kavod for the fact that he's going into Mach Neshchina, Lefnai V'Lefnim, to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's covered for this thing that's going to take place. Therefore, they sprinkled the Mechatos upon him for 7 days before the Avodah of Yom HaKippurim. Zoti Gemara, Tanya Kavosi der Yochanan. We learned in a braisa like Rabbi Yochanan that the makor for the prisha zayin yomim was from Miluim, and Tanya Kavosi der Rish Lakish. We learned in a braisa like Rish Lakish that the makor is from Har Sinai. Zot Gemara Tanya Kavosi der Rabbi Yochanan. We learned in one braisa like Rabbi Yochanan. The pasuk says bezois yovei aron al kodesh. The aron hakohen should come to the kodesh bezois. Now this bezois is extra, like the Gemara is going to tell us how later, and because the bezois is extra, we darshan b'masha omer b'inyan, with what was said in the matter. V'at the Gemara mayhi, what is that? B'inyan the miluim, the matter of miluim. So when it says b'zois yovei aron el kodesh, with this aron should come to the kodesh, it means with this matter of the miluim. Now, how do we know that it means the matter of miluim? Because two psukim prior to this pasuk of b'zois yovei aron el kodesh, it says achri mois shnei b'nei aron, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, these halachas, the beginning of these halachas, after the Misa of Nadav and Avihu, which took place on the Shemini Lemiluim, on Rish Chodesh Nisan, and because it's related to the Miluim, the Misa of Nadav and Avihu, so too, when it says Bezois, and it's going back to, it's extra, and we're learning out, B'mash Amor B'inyan, it means the Inyan of Miluim. So the Gemara says, Uma Amor B'inyan de Miluim, what was said in the matter of the Miluim, Aaron Pirish Shiva. Aaron was separated for 7 days, the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim. The Shimish Yem Echad, and he served in the Mishkan one day, on the Shemini HaMiluim, on Rish Chodesh Nisan. And Moshe Moser Loi Kol Shiva, and Moshe Rabbeinu gave over the halachas to Aaron HaKoyin all 7 days of the Miluim, Kedei Lechanchoi Ba'avoida, in order to train him in the Avoida. Ve'af L'doiris, and so too for all future generations. Kohen Gadol Poyrish Shiva, the Kohen Gadol separates for 7 days. And he serves in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur for 1 day. And two Talmidei Chacham from the Talmidim of Moshe Rabbeinu, to the exclusion of the Tzedukin, they give over the halachas to the Kohen Gadol for 7 days, in order to train him in the Avoida. Mikan Omru, from here they said, Shivas Yomim Koidim Yom HaKippur Mafrishin Kohen Gadol Mibeis HaLishkas Farhedrin, that we have the Prisha before Yom HaKippurim to the Lishkas Farhedrin for 7 days. Uchshem Shemafrishin Kohen Gadol, and just like we separate the Kohen Gadol mi Beisoi for 7 days, Kach Mafrishin Kohen Asarif Esaporo Lishka Shal Pnei Abiro, that we separate the Kohen Asarif Esaporo to the chamber Baal Pnei Abiro Tzafoyna Mizrocha in the northeast. Rashi points out that when we say Uchshem Shemafrishin Kohen Gadol mi Beisoi Lishkas Farhedrin, so too we separate the Kohen HaSarif HaSapara, that's not Mikra Yalef, we don't learn that out from a Pasuk. This is just a Maila Ba'alma, because we're going now, this is the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, and like Rabbi Yochanan said on Gimel Amud Beis, we only learn out Yom HaKippurim from the Miluim. We don't learn out the Kohen HaSarif HaSapara. Rather, the reason why we separate the Kohen HaSarif HaSapara Mibesoi is just a Maila Ba'alma. Zot Gemara, ve'echod zeh mazen alav kol shiva mikol chatoi shohayu sham. Inside the Kohen the Yom HaKippurim, inside the Kohen the Parah, they would sprinkle upon him from all the Mechatois, from all the Parah Adumas that had ever existed, each one of the 7 days of Prisha. V'im Toimar, and if you'll say, B'miluim Dam, that by the Miluim, the Hazal was done with Dam, the Dam of the Karbonois, and Hochamayim, and over here it's with the Mechatos, by the Kehanim, the Kohen the Parah, and the Kohen the Yom HaKippurim. Amrit, you'll say, Nichnasu Mayim Tachas Dam, that the water takes the place of dam, that it could be interchanged. The oimer, and the brisa continues, we have another makar. Kasher also b'yem hazeh tziva Hashem l'aseis l'chaper aleichem. Just like you did on this day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded you to do l'chaper aleichem. And we darshan, l'aseis elu maisa parah, l'chaper elu maisa Yom HaKippurim. That l'aseis is talking about the maisa parah, and l'chaper is maisa Yom HaKippurim. Now Tosis points out over here that this is a Tanya Kavosi de Rabbi Yochanan. But we said before that Rabbi Yochanan holds that we only learn out Yom HaKippurim from the Miluim. We don't learn out the pre-show Zayin Yomim of the Kohen HaSarif Sapporah from the Miluim. So how is it that the Bryce over here ends off and tells us that Lasois Elumai Sapporah? So Tosis on Gimel and Beis tells us V'loiger Sinam beBrayso of the Tanya Kavasi der Biyochanan Lasois Zemai Sapporah. We're not Geiris in this Bryce of the Tanya Kavasi der Biyochanan that Lasois is Mai Sapporah. Elohachigar Sinam. This is what we're Geiris. Lasois lechaper ze maisi emakipurim. That lasois lechaper is maisi emakipurim. And we don't say this girsa that lasois elam maisipora. Firtois de Gemara, v'hai bezois mi boile legufei. We need this bezois for what it's needed for the actual pasuk. V'parben bakar lechatas v'ayel oila. For the continuation that it has to be that Aaron HaKohen brings the parben bakar lechatas va'ayel oila. Bezois yavi Aaron HaKohen, that she should come with this, with the parben bakar lechatas va'ayel oila. Amri, they said, ila karbon lechude, if bezois was only referring to the karbonis in the hemshech ha-pasik, le'makra bezeh oy be'ila, then the pasik should have said either bezeh or be'ila. Lashon zachar, because parva ayel is lashon zachar. My bezois, why does it say lashon akeva of parva ayel is lashon zachar? Sham mino tarti, we can hear from this pasik two things. We hear what the pasuk needs ligufei for the karbonis, for the parva ayil, and we also hear this new halacha, the halacha of b'masha amar b'inyan, the inyan of miluim, which teaches us that just like by the miluim we have the prisha shivas yom lifnei yom echad, so too by yom kippurim we have prisha zayin yom lifnei yom echad. Ferti Gemara, what was pshat in the brisa that said va'imer, my va'imer? Why did it say va'imer? What do we need another makar for? We already have a makar of bezois. Why do you need to bring the pasuk of the miluim? Maybe you'll say Yom HaKippurim Kama Hu De Boi Prisha, that maybe it was only the first Yom Kippur that needs to have a Prisha. Why? Like we find that by the Milum. The Milum was a one-time thing. So just like the Milum was one time, so too the Prisha by Yom HaKippurim should only be for the first Yom Kippur. I will be Yom HaKippurim Da Alma, but every other Yom Kippur later on, after the first Yom Kippur, Loi, we should not need to have a Prisha. Inami, or maybe you'll say, Kohen Gadol Kama Who the boy prisha? That is only the first kohen gadol, Aaron HaKohen, who needs to have a prisha. Avol kohen gadol ba'alma, but any other kohen gadol after Aaron HaKohen, loy, should not need to have a prisha. Why would you say that it's dafka Aaron HaKohen? Because it says Aaron be'inyan, in the inyan of the Yom HaKippurim, it says Aaron HaKohen. So it's dafka Aaron HaKohen, but every kohen gadol that follows after Aaron HaKohen, there should not need to be a prisha for Yom HaKippurim. Toshima. So come in here, kasher asa v'chulu. So therefore we bring the pasuk of miluim, that just like we had the prisha zayin yomim by the miluim, so too we have tziva Hashem lasois, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was commanded you to do, lechaper aleichem, to be mechaper for you, for all future yom HaKippurim, and not only Aaron HaKohen, for every other Kohen Gadol.